is one of my favourite songs. That's why I wanted us to see and hear it this evening. I'll say a little bit more about it at the end. In order to share how my life changed when I came to know Jesus, I need to tell you a little bit about my life before that time. As some of you know, I come from a very, very large family, and we were always brought up to go to church. I went to Sunday school, and I was confirmed at the age of 11. In the Church of England, that's a time when you make a commitment to God, and you're then allowed to receive communion. For me, sadly, maybe because I was so young, I don't know, but it meant very little to me other than I was allowed to receive communion at our services. I was brought up to say my prayers every night. My memories of that were that I always had to say sorry for being disobedient. We said grace at every meal, but we never talked about God or asked any questions about him. In my teenage and early 20s, we changed churches and we went to a very high Anglo-Catholic church. So just to explain what that is, it comes under the umbrella of the Anglican Church, but the way that we had our service is more like a Roman Catholic tradition. So I was very used to going to Mass, making my confession at special times of the year. I remember that when I walked out of church having made my confession, I felt fantastic, clean, forgiven and free, but it only lasted for a very short time. My teenage years were quite troubled, as I was always looking for something that would make me happy. I was unhappy at home, I had various boyfriends, and my constant yearning over many, many years was that I was looking for something, but I didn't know what or who. I was looking for peace and purpose. I was looking for Jesus, but I didn't know it then. I used to go to Mass about 3 times a week, thinking I might get what I was looking for. I thought that the more I went, I would find it, but I didn't. But God was clearly at work at that time. I had done my nursing training, and I was in the middle of doing some further training. And during that time, a very dear friend of mine died. He was only 21, and his death had a huge impact on my life. I was beginning to think about my next step, and all I can remember was that I wanted my next job to be in a Christian hospital. And the very thought that I should think like that was very unusual for me. I didn't know of any Christian hospitals, but I was listening to the radio one day, and I heard that a hospice had just been opened in London, and that was called St. Christopher's, and it had a Christian foundation. And I knew instantly that that was where I wanted to work. And I applied for a job and I went there. I really believe that God led me there. It was while I was there, I found myself working with people who were Christians. I would not have called myself a Christian at that time. For me, it was more important about going to church than actually labelling myself a Christian. I remember being really, really threatened by the fact that they were so sure of their faith. I went through a very uncomfortable time, as I knew they had something that I longed for. I felt as if I was in a tug of war, which of course I was. A while later, I was invited to a Christian meeting for business people, where everyone had a meal and then there was an after-dinner speaker who gave his or her testimony of how they had become a Christian. I was very nervous, but said, yes, I would come. I wasn't a business person, I was a nurse, but the people I worked with knew someone who was, so we all went along together. I had never been to anything like it in my life. I'd never been anywhere before where I saw people openly worshipping God with all their hearts and minds and bodies. I was absolutely amazed and was deeply moved and very shocked, and my whole life began to shake. I wondered what on earth was happening to me. It was quite extraordinary, quite unnerving, but it sort of felt okay. Before the end of the meeting, we were asked and encouraged to pray for two things that we thought would be impossible. I wasn't used to praying, so that was a big thing for me to do. My two things were to be passionate about Jesus and to give up smoking. I went home and knelt down beside my bed and repented of my sins, asked God to forgive me and to fill me with his Holy Spirit, and gave my life to Jesus there and then. I also smoked my last two cigarettes. From that moment on, my life changed literally overnight, and it's never been the same again since then. I felt different. I was different. My heart felt as if it was beating in a different way. Medically, of course, it wasn't, but spiritually it was. My whole life changed, and the peace that I'd been searching for all my life had come deep inside me. It was a miracle, and I began to see things in a different way. I was hungry for a real relationship with God. I was hungry for fellowship, for teaching, and craved being with people who understood what had happened to me. Oh yes, and God healed me of my addiction to nicotine. I have never had another cigarette to this day. God took the yearning away. I had no withdrawal symptoms. In the past, I had tried many times to give up, but this time it was different, and it was the first of many miracles that God has done in my life. Since then, my testimony is that my meeting with Jesus was the start of a long, long journey. Life has had many ups and downs, but knowing that he is with me has made a huge life-changing difference. Knowing that I'm loved for who I am, and knowing he has a purpose for me, being on this earth and following him has been life transforming. The reason I chose the song that we listened to earlier on is because I love the words. The song is called Today. And for me, it means that every day I can choose to go one way or another. Saying yes to Jesus for me was a life-changing moment. But I find that I have to make that choice every day. I have to choose to listen, to follow, to give my yes to him. And God, of course, he is a wonderful counselor and an everlasting father too.